Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, December 26th, which means the day after Christmas. And we're here back with you, all energized, right, Danny?
Yep.
You got new hair color.
Yep.
And everything, new design.
But it's actually, this is not my real hair. I wouldn't dye my hair blonde like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
But the designs, you know, you did all kinds
looks
of
looks like I'm going to Coachella.
So how long did that take?
Well, so she was supposed to be at my house at 9. She showed up an hour late. And I'm like, whatever.
Oh, so you had someone do it for you.
Yeah,
you
I can't
do it
oh,
yourself.
God,
right?
No. Oh, okay. Absolutely not. I can't even French braid my own hair. So she showed up an hour late, but she was coming from Orange County, and it was like holiday weekend. I was like, I don't really care, you know?
Right.
So she shows up, and she's like, it's only going to take me an hour tops. And I don't know if it's because it's the first time we met each other, but obviously, like, I'm a chatterbox when we first meet. So it took her like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, you do talk a lot, so you distracted her, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how was your Christmas?
It was...
shitty?
It was just like... it's so weird to think that everyone puts so much emphasis on this one day, and now the day has gone and Christmas
right.
is done.
Right.
You know? So in my head, I was like... like, my sister FaceTimed me when the whole family was together and stuff, and obviously I was like... upset about that because Christmas means so much to all of us. But right. in the grand scheme of things, I was like, it's 24 hours. I can get through this.
Yeah.
And I was by myself, which sucked, but what can you do?
Yeah,
I survived.
I know. God, look at that helicopter. It's pretty low, huh?
Yeah, and it kind of looks like it's at an angle.
Yeah.
That's freaking me out a little bit, actually. And it's like...
I know, because it's white. You think you're looking at...
oh, it's a cop. It's a cop one, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're looking for somebody, probably.
Right. You see how helicopters can be distracting. I remember when we started the station, we were on the 36th floor downtown. And the helicopters would fly lower than we did.
Right.
So everybody on the show would be like distracted. Oh, look at the helicopter.
Yeah. I don't like helicopters. Like, you couldn't even pay me to get in one.
I know. And I love flying, but I've never been in one.
Mm-mm.
I'd
nope.
be fascinated to be in one, but I'm afraid. Yeah.
Yeah. No, because that's like, if you're in a helicopter crash, like, see ya.
Right. Exactly. You don't last.
Yeah. You're not going to make it.
Yeah. There's no easy landing, right?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think there's an easy landing for a regular plane, let alone a plane that only has like...
no wings.
No wings.
No wings at all.
It's got like propellers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a moving wing. That's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's like a fan.
Right?
They have a fan.
Right.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's amazing. Because, you know, I mean, the amazing thing about a plane, the reason it can stay up is the shape of the wings.
Right.
Okay? And here a helicopter has no wings, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, what the fuck? But it's pretty cool. I think helicopters are really, really cool.
Remember that story like a month ago that the couple got married? And on their way to, like, the reception or something, they decided to take a helicopter right there and they died in it.
And they crashed.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm so good. Like, if a guy was like, surprise, and took you to a helicopter for a date, I'd be like, this isn't going to work out between us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
But I'm not getting on that thing.
I saw a helicopter chase on the new Mission Impossible that I just
watched. I almost rented that.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I rented...
I watched it because I was at Best Buy last week and they had like all 6 movies in one package for like $40. I said, wow, that's the price of 2. I'm getting 6 plus,
right.
including the new one.
Right, right.
So I got it. I watched it. Very good. I thought it was one of the best.
You're talking
ones.
About Fallout, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I was going to rent that on Redbox, but I rented like 7 different other movies instead.
Yeah. And what's amazing is you can see that Tom Cruise is doing all the stunts because there's special features after the movie.
Right.
And you can watch, him actually do all this.
Right, you know? So you watch this movie from beginning to end, no stops?
Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Well, no, over 2 days, 3
oh, okay.
days.
Okay.
But it was a holiday.
Never mind.
But it did take a week.
Yeah. Never mind then. I take it back.
But I did see the whole thing. In fact, I started a new one last night. It's an original Amazon Prime movie with Kate Winslet and Justin Timberlake
okay.
and Jim Belushi.
Mm.
And it's like a triangle, a love triangle kind of thing.
I hate how they do that, though.
Why?
Like, because I don't have Amazon. I have Netflix.
Oh,
so now I'll never be able to see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that's like a good cast.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
That's a good cast. And not only that, first of all, I'm crazy about her. I think she's beautiful.
I think she's incredible.
Right? And she's older now and stuff. In the movie, she told them she's like 39. But, she's older than that.
Yeah, I know. She's like in her 40s, late 40s,
she's
got to
be.
Right?
I don't know if late, but maybe mid-40s.
I think like 46, probably like 49. Let's be serious here.
Because Titanic, she was probably like 20, right?
Kate Winslet age.
But it's more than
43. Oh, so 43. She's not that old.
Why did I have 43 in my mind? I don't know. I did. But at any rate, so in the movie, she tells him she's 39, which she's lying probably.
Right.
I think they kind of made it look that way. And yeah, she falls for him. He's a lifeguard.
So falls for Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Okay.
So imagine that.
Is it a movie or a show?
It's a movie.
Oh, okay.
It's a 2-hour movie.
Okay.
So I just started watching it. I don't want to give it away, but the thing is that, I usually don't watch movies like this.
Right.
It's like drama and
shit.
Right. But since she's in it, and also Justin's pretty cool in the movie, and Jim Belushi is amazing, I just saw the trailer, and I thought, God, I got to see this. So random, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Do you have Netflix too, or no?
No, I don't have Netflix now, because I have Hulu. Like the full service with live shows, and also they have millions of other shows.
Netflix just came out with an original movie this weekend that everyone has seen but me, and I don't know why I haven't watched it yet because I haven't done anything. But it's with Sandra Bullock called Bird Box.
Oh, I think I heard of it.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it, so I'm like, I'm going to have to watch that tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks like it's just like one of those movies where it's like, I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I have to see it because everyone's talking about it. It's Sandra Bullock, and I've seen everything that she's in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she's
wow.
one of my faves. She's another one that doesn't age.
She's good, yeah. I have Ocean's 8 waiting to be watched.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so
my sister didn't really like it. I liked it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't like how they didn't say how George Clooney died. It's like, I don't believe you, actually. Like, I feel like they faked his death because he was about to go to jail again. He's going to somehow pop in the
probably,
sequel.
Right?
Like, it's just like, how do you just say he died and not tell us how he died?
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I love the first one. The sequel, not so much. But I think the first one, the way they robbed the casino.
I loved every single one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good series. But then Bernie Mac died, and I think they stopped doing them after that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Of pneumonia.
Mm.
So young.
So the movie's called Wonder Wheel. It only got 3-star review. I don't know why. I hope it's good till the end.
But you can't really go off other people's reviews.
I know. It's like it sucks. And it's about Coney Island in the 50s.
Yeah.
You know? So it's totally like an unlikely movie that I would watch.
Right.
But since she's in it, I'm watching, man. I'm watching. She's cute.
Yeah, she's
cute. Another one that's cute is Keira Knightley. I've had a crush on her for a long time.
Right.
And I brought up a story here that she almost quit Hollywood after... she had PTSD and like anxiety attacks and shit.
From what?
PTSD,
though?
You know,
post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
But what does she have that from being upset?
She says from being a young actress, she was 22. All the paparazzi, the harsh paparazzi, and she remember waking up and there were 10 men outside my front door. They didn't leave for about 5 years. So I guess, yeah, you're not prepared to that kind of life, for that kind of life.
Right.
You know? So good thing she didn't quit. And I guess she'd been given a hard time about everything about her, including her lips. But I don't see anything wrong with her lips.
No, she's beautiful.
I don't think she had it done.
No.
Done.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but...
No, it doesn't look like they're puffy at all, you know?
Let me see.
Yeah, no, I never thought she did anything with her lips. She's beautiful, man. So between her and Kate Winslet, I would be happy to be married to either one of them.
No, I don't think she did her lips.
Yeah.
Maybe people are saying she needs to get her lips done.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she did get her lips done.
Mm.
She got her upper lip done.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, well.
How do we know that? Is that confirmed?
I can just tell by looking at them because she has literally no upper lip in her early days and now it's puffy.
Really?
Like now she's got lips.
Oh, okay. Well, they're showing a perfect picture over here. So
you know what's so crazy is my mom has no lips. Like her lips are literally like this. And I have big lips, and Gabby has. I have bigger lips than Gabby, but Gabby has lips too. And I'm like, ooh, yeah. Thank you, God, I didn't get my mom's lips. Because then I'd be getting them injections.
Is your
too.
Mom like very white?
Super white.
Really?
Yeah, like goes out in the sun and burns white.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad is really dark?
Yeah, super dark.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's like opposites.
Like dark, dark chocolate brown.
Totally opposites.
Mm-hmm.
You need to show me a picture of them together.
I have like no pictures of them together. Not a single one.
Wow.
The other day somebody asked me if they could see a picture of my mom, and I was like, I don't even have one.
How is that possible?
She hates taking pictures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? So did they have fun there?
Yeah, they all had fun. They had a good Christmas, yeah.
So this was your second Christmas alone?
No,
without them.
This is my first Christmas in my whole life. One. Yeah.
So you had just moved when you started here, right?
No. I just got back from being home for 2 months.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you went back after you were here a year.
Yeah, so I was here for a year. And then last November, like the last week of November, I went home. And I didn't get back till like the last week of December. Right. And then like a week later, I started working here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a year, folks. I'm excited.
Yeah, almost. That's crazy, right?
Yeah. And the good news for the listeners, I guess, is that we're not going to end on December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep going because I'm not going fucking anywhere. The plans have changed on me. And that's what they mean by when they say life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And also...
But everything happens for a reason at the
end
of the day.
It does. And I realized what happened. It was a blessing. But the thing is that... You feel like you're almost at the finish line, and then they move the goalpost on you.
Right.
And you go, what the fuck, man?
But that's everything in life.
Yeah.
You know?
No guarantees, huh?
None whatsoever. Yeah.
But this just made me realize I got to make even a more solid plan.
Yeah. You know what it is? I think it's really... So the one thing I learned from that shitty job I had for 2 weeks...
Yeah.
Why do they still haven't paid me?
Still haven't paid you.
Not a penny.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Is they do whiteboarding. Every day.
Uh-huh.
So they write a list of daily goals. And I'm like, I need to start doing that. Like, I need, in order for me, so my main goal in 2019 is just to focus on having, like, the best year of my life. Not just, like, obviously health-wise and stuff, but, like, I just want to accomplish things for myself. I feel like for the past, like, 3 years, I've been doing so much for like other people. Like especially if I'm like dating or whatever, like I don't think I should date for at least 6 months or even have sex for at least 6 months because it's really distracting for me.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're too busy with that.
Yeah.
And like, I get social media too.
I'm barely on social media.
You
my time
cut back, yeah.
Yeah, my time on social media went from like 7 hours and 55 minutes to like 1 hour and 10.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's daily. Wow, that's quite a change.
Yeah, I barely check
so
it
how
out.
Do you fill your time now? Fill up your time with the...
I just feel like I'm busy. I don't know what I'm... I feel like I'm not really doing much, but I just feel like I'm always doing something. Just I just don't feel the need to pick up my phone anymore as much as I used to.
Good.
Some girl uploaded on my timeline that she only uses her Instagram 17 minutes a day. I'm like, okay, that's a little low.
Well, did she get as many likes as you do?
No.
Okay, there you go.
But she has a decent following. She has like 150,000.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's kind of decent.
Wow.
But yeah, only 17 minutes a day.
Yeah. You know, this is, I wanted to bring this up later, but since we're talking about this, they're talking about the rich kids of Instagram. The rich kids of Instagram.
Is that like a show?
No. No. They're just talking about them in general.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they call them maybe or something.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Flaunt ridiculous wealth, luxury Christmas vacations. So, you know, they're all like showing off all the money they make. And it's unbelievable how young kids become fucking rich like this, right?
Yeah.
Just from being on social media.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, man. I want to be that. I mean... That's easy fucking money.
I mean, and they get more money by posting that they have money on their social media because they get a following from that. Like, a lot of people like to follow people that have shit that they don't have.
Right.
Because it's almost like a wish list. Like, either that or it's just a fucking sickness. I don't know. One of the two. But people like to follow people that have, like, boats and cars so they can be like, one day I'm going to have this.
Yeah.
You know? It's like almost like looking up to something that you hope to eventually strive for. So they get followers off of that. Once they get following, Instagram will start paying them for shit.
Yeah. There you see, that's, you know, that sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks when kids can do that from doing nothing, you know what I mean?
Right.
How are they going to accomplish anything anyway? But maybe they did accomplish. I mean, to accomplish a following is not easy.
No.
So there you go. No. They figured it out better than I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. You know, so I have a feeling by the end of this movie I'm watching, I'm going to fall in love with Kate Winslet all over again.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I got her picture right here.
Have you ever seen The
she
Holiday?
She looks so innocent and just like, oh, you want her. Which one? Holiday?
Yeah.
No, is she in it?
Yeah, I've seen that movie literally 150
really?
Times.
Really?
Yeah. I watch it every Christmas season. I watch it at least 10 times.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. It's got Kate Winslet, Cameron Diaz, I forget the guy's name, Affleck's brother or something. I forget his name.
Ben Affleck?
No,
the other one.
The other one, yeah.
Yeah, the younger one.
Just like so many people. Jack Black's in it.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So it's a good cast.
It's like two women and they switch places for the holiday. Like one's from London, one's from LA, and they switch lives, basically.
I've seen something like
and
that.
And they both fall in love with people in the different cities.
Right,
it's
right.
So
I remember
good.
Some... Yeah, I saw that. I remember Gwyneth Paltrow in it, right?
No.
What's the other one you
you're
said?
You're probably thinking of Love Actually.
No. Love Actually is a
totally I didn't like that one.
I almost watched it the other day, but I didn't have the patience to sit through a movie I've seen several times
yeah,
already.
No. I tried rewatching that again the other day, and I was like, I'm not into this.
Not anymore?
No.
Were you into it before?
I don't think so.
Really?
Like, I've definitely seen it, but it wasn't
memorable.
Because I loved
it, but I think it was because of Keira Knightley.
But I love that guy who's in it.
Yeah, Hugh Grant.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love him so much. I think he's such a great actor.
He's the classic British gentleman, you know?
He was in that movie with Julia Roberts, too.
Yeah, Notting Hill.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, where he was.
She's like, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Right.
I'm like, oh, God. It doesn't happen in real life.
Yeah. That's funny, man. Mm-hmm. But, the main scene I remember in Love Actually is when they did the porn and they were talking among themselves like they were not into it at all. You know, you don't remember there was a porn?
No.
They did a porn scene and they totally don't look like porn stars, the guy and the girl, and he's banging her from behind. And they're like talking about the weather and shit like that while they're pounding each other.
I don't remember that
really?
At all. But like, I don't remember the movie. That's why I know I wasn't into it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that I've seen it. But I couldn't remember a goddamn thing about it. So I was like, I'm not into it. And the black guy and the other guy's gay, right?
But there were some stories there. The black, I don't
the black guy got married at the beginning.
Yeah,
I
don't remember that.
And I think his white best friend was in love with him.
Yeah. You see, it's like a few stories. That's why it's hard to remember, forget parts of it.
Yeah.
I remember the Liam Neeson one, right?
With his wife died.
Right, so with the son and everything. Mm-hmm. While he was dating. Wasn't he like starting to date again?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
And I watched the first 5 minutes over the weekend and I was like, no.
So did you watch any good Christmas movies?
I watched a bunch of Hallmark movies. They aren't good, but I watched them. And I finally saw Venom with my baby daddy, Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
It was so good. I don't know why people were talking shit. People said that movie was trash. I'm like, it was not
your
trash.
Your baby daddy?
He's not really my baby daddy.
Oh, you just
I want him to be.
Oh, okay.
I would literally have sex with him and I wouldn't even care if he called me back.
So that's the movie Venom, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that the Spider-Man universe, kind of?
No, I mean, it's a Marvel movie.
Right.
But it's not...
Because
like,
I saw Venom in Spider-Man, so I don't know if it has...
But, well, Venom's an ongoing character. There's definitely going to be another one,
for sure.
So it's
the Marvel universe, I guess. Yeah. Everybody exists.
Yeah, so basically what happened is, like, this scientist was doing illegal stuff with specimen they found on another planet. And Tom Hardy got... He's, like, a journalist reporter, and he broke in, and he got... attacked by the specimen, but they joined bodies.
Yeah.
So the whole time you can like hear Venom talking in Tom Hardy's head, and sometimes he'll pop out. Just the way they did it, it was cool. And they hated each other in the beginning, and then they ended up like becoming a team at the end. So now they're interjected as one.
Wow. I've seen so many movies and books about alien and you know, going inside the body or the mind of a human. Yeah.
It
sounds
was good.
So you liked it.
I did. I liked it. I liked it all. And they ended it on a cliffhanger, so you know there's a number two coming. But for anyone renting it on Redbox, you have to watch the credits. It's mid-credits that they show the scene for the upcoming movie.
Oh, for the next ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
so the movie ended, and I was just sitting on the couch.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden a credit popped up and I was like, well, thank God I didn't stop it.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have known.
I know. I usually stop it.
Mm-hmm. No, in theaters, if I go to see a Marvel film, I always wait. Because that's like the thing they do.
Oh,
like, let's put it in the middle of the credits so we can have people watch the credits, even though we're still not watching them.
Is it the thing you hate the most about movies when they put the credits in
the beginning?
Right?
I'm like, no one fucking cares.
Exactly. Put the actors, the director, that's it, you know? But mm-hmm. but the grip, the camera grip and all this shit, who cares?
I don't even think they should put the actors in the beginning. Like, we know who's in it.
Yeah, you know, but usually that's... But also do it like over this, the footage, not right. like a black screen with the fucking names.
Right.
It takes forever, mm-hmm. right?
Netflix has this new feature on it where you can skip the intro.
Really?
I'm like, thank you, God. Skip. Skip.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. But... Yeah, do you have a good TV that you can enjoy the movies on?
Yeah. I have two TVs.
Really?
Yeah, and I just actually just got rid of a third. I gave it to my roommate.
What do you need so many TVs for?
I had them back home. It's so funny because I was dating this guy, the Irish guy I was telling you about, the one I used to always threaten to deport if he fucking talks shit one more time. I was like, I dare you.
I never heard of that one before.
I didn't tell you that?
No.
Anytime we would fight, I'd be like, if you talk shit one more time, I will call immigration and get you deported.
Oh, my God. And he stayed around you had him by the balls.
Uh-huh. One time, I paid for so much shit when we were dating. So when we broke up, I was like, you have literally till the end of the week to bring me $2,000.
Yeah.
For all the money I spent on you, or I'm calling immigration. And he brought me the $2,000.
Oh my God.
But when I found out he was cheating on me, I waited for him to go to work and I knocked on his neighbor's door and I go, hi, I'm moving. Can you help me with my TV? I stole his 70-inch TV. And he literally called me crying. He's like, that's the only nice thing I had. I go, well, you should have thought about that before you cheated on me.
Oh God.
So have a good life.
Yeah.
I have not seen him since.
Yeah, but you got a TV out of the whole mm-hmm. fucking thing. Wow.
Well, no, TV's back at home in my parents' crib. Oh, I see. Because it was like, it's way too big for me to bring to...
It's huge.
So I have a 60-inch in my living room and I think a 45 in my bedroom.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're both decent sized.
Yeah. No, last year I got a very good one, you know, so the 4K movies look amazing.
Yeah.
On it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of movies, you know, a lot of stuff. Any upcoming ones that you want to see? I know. I can't think of anything that's coming up, you know.
Me neither. But I haven't really been watching TV, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No. Oh, like as far as trailers for movies?
Yeah, like I have no clue. I definitely want to see Ben Is Back, but I feel like that's going to be one when I wait till DVD because I don't feel like crying, and I feel like that's going to be a tearjerker.
Really?
I don't like crying when I'm at the movie theater. Yeah. I just don't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple movies where I've cried in the theater and I'm like, my night is ruined. And we started with this. Like, Remember Me? Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's about 9/11, but you have no fucking clue it's about 9/11 until like the very last second of
really?
The movie. I'm like, this is bullshit.
What?
Yeah. It was like a love story. So this guy fell in love with this girl and he had a fucked up relationship with his dad, and his dad worked at the World Trade Center. So towards the end of the movie, the dad like had a change of heart and went to go pick up his daughter from school, which his son usually did.
Oh.
But instead, the son went to the World Trade Center to see his dad. And then the fucking planes hit.
Wow, what a story.
I'm like, yo, that is not what I... And I went with a group of girls and we all went out to eat after and no one said a fucking word. We were just like eating in silence. So yeah, those type of movies I like That's to sit disturbing. At home and watch.
Yeah. What's the story about this wrestler forced to cut his
dreadlocks?
Yeah,
that's what I talked about. That's what I wanted to talk to you about on Friday. Remember I said that I want to talk about this?
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let me just bring up the story so I know what we're talking about.
The video
about.
Is crazy.
Yeah?
I posted on my Instagram. I said, this is bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, wait. I opened two of these. All right. There we go.
So the referee is known for being racist, but he still has a job. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, if you Google the referee's name,
right?
There's been multiple allegations against him for racism, but he still has a job. So that same ref told him, you either cut your dreads right now or you lose the match.
Wow.
So they cut his dreads.
Right.
And he won the match. And if you watch the video, he doesn't even look happy. He looks like he's going to cry.
Yeah.
Because dreads take a while to grow out. Like, right. It's a process.
And this is a 16-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
A varsity wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I thought this was like professional and for reasons. I mean, I'm just going based on the headline. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe it's not allowed in wrestling because people can pull your hair or something.
Well,
or,
he's been wrestling forever and no one's ever said anything. So right. Now you said something.
Yeah.
Because he happens to be, he looks That's like true. He's mixed. He looks like he's half black, half white.
Oh.
But dreads take a very long time to grow out. And his dreads weren't even long. He doesn't have like the long dreads or the short dreads.
Right. Look what the referee said. Andrew's hair wasn't in its natural state. What the fuck?
What the fuck does that mean? No one's hair is in its... That's like saying you can't wear gel products. It wasn't in its natural state.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
And they say he had wrestled with hair prior to the infamous match. So he had done this before and with no problem, you know?
Yeah.
God, that's sad, man. Mm-hmm. That's fucking bullshit.
Yep.
You know?
It's so crazy to think how...
We're trying to fight this shit, you know, on one hand.
No, it's never going to be over. Yeah. It's never going to be done. Especially with, like, for instance, like, the guest that we had the other day, when they thought that thing, KKK, was an appropriate name for a game.
Right, right.
I'm looking at him like, are you batshit? Like, I honestly wanted to be like, are you out of your fucking mind? But I kept it professional. Yeah. I was like, you're a joke. Like, that's not he goes, well, we think it's funny. And then his girlfriend's hyping up. No, you should keep it because it's what you want. No, you shouldn't fucking keep it.
Yeah.
That's not appropriate at all. Like, at all.
Yeah.
But it's stuff like that that just keeps little ticks of racism going for generations of generations and generations.
Yeah.
They finally just made lynching illegal.
Yeah.
And it's 2018. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. You know, the one thing is, I mean, that's a tragic story of America is slavery and racism.
Mm-hmm.
Many places in the world have the same thing, you know,
yeah.
like racism, because I think what it does, it makes people feel better than other people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm better than you. I'm this race.
Right.
And you're inferior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, because of racism, 6 million Jews were killed.
Yeah.
And, you know, and numerous, I mean, countless black people from Africa and shit like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, and it has existed. These things don't go away, man.
No, they don't. You know? They don't. And it's still going to be a thing 50, 60 years from now, if we all still exist at that
right.
point. But
unless, you know, I mean, because look, all the younger generations don't really care
no,
about
No, nobody
race,
cares.
You know?
Yeah, like I would say the so younger maybe, we get, I mean, the younger the generations get, the less like racism is a big deal. Unless,
right.
of course, you come from a family that's like super racist and it's all you know.
Right.
You know, like someone who grows up in the South and has Confederate flags hanging across their house, like probably going to grow up to be a racist.
Yeah.
But if you grow up in a family like mine where like Gabby's kid is Haitian, Irish and Puerto Rican,
right.
like racism is not going to be an issue.
Right.
At all.
And you can't always plan to marry within your race, you know.
Yeah.
And nobody says it's the better option anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I couldn't date someone whose family had a problem with black people. Like in high school, one of my best guy friends, and we hooked up from time to time. His family I would never be able to bring you home to my grandma.
Yeah.
And he's old school Italian. And I'm like, that's weird because usually Italian men love themselves some ethnic women. Like,
yeah.
I know so many Italian men, that's what they go for.
Yeah, but the mothers won't go
No,
for
like
that.
The grandmas are like, no. Yeah.
No way.
Who the fuck is this? It's not your wife.
Okay.
I'm like, settle down, grandma.
Yeah. So I mean, so you only identify with blacks, you don't identify with whites, since
what do you
but
mean?
You're half and half.
No, I mean, I identify with both, but anytime I say I'm black, everyone's like, you're not black.
Right, but you always refer to yourself as black.
Yeah, because it's weird to be like, I'm white.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm
You're half.
Yeah, you know? I know, but it's weird to say I'm white when I don't look white. I know that sounds weird, but it's like it's different.
No, but you don't really look black either, you know? You kind of look Hispanic.
I know, everyone thinks I'm Spanish.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, people are like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no speakity, no fucking clue what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm not Spanish.
That's funny.
Yeah, but yeah. Everyone always thinks I'm Spanish. I'm
yeah,
like, no.
You see, that's what I'm saying, because you're mixed, mm-hmm. You know? You don't really... So you identify with both mm-hmm. and neither.
Yeah, basically. Basically, if somebody says... So the question that everybody asks is, what are you?
Right.
And I'm like, what do you mean by... I always like to say, what do you mean by that? It's like, well, what's your nationality? Where are you from? I'm like, so just ask me what my nationality is. Don't ask me what I am.
Right.
I'm Haitian, Irish, and Native American.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
People want to know.
I met this guy from France. Well, I went out a couple times this weekend. I just didn't go out on Christmas Eve or Christmas.
Right.
I went out on Friday and I went out on Saturday and Sunday night. Saturday, I went to Polo Lounge and then Wally's. It was just like so many men were out. And it's just like I've been staying in and the only way I'm ever going to meet people is if I actually go out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I met some guys, but like it comes to a point where I'm meeting so many and I'm getting so many numbers, I can't even remember people's names.
Yeah.
And
take
it's like,
pictures of them.
I know. I'm like,
yeah, with the phone number next to it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy because it's so easy to get men. Uh-huh. But I get when I'm still obsessed with someone else, it's like I don't even give a fuck about you guys. Yeah. And I don't want to. I saw him. We walked by each other. And really? All he said was, sup, and kept walking.
Sup.
I was like, is this motherfucker serious? Like,
that's
one word.
Crazy, man.
Like, he literally stopped. We stared at each other, and he was like, sup. And I was like, literally looked at him like, is that it? Are you going to say anything else? He didn't.
Oh, wow.
So that's that.
Yeah, that's enough of that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked good, though. Like, yeah. I would definitely have sex with him again, for sure. When I don't have feelings.
Right.
Which I shouldn't have feelings because he's a piece of shit, but I would definitely fuck him again, for sure.
Okay.
Girls are pathetic.
So now, so when you go to bed with someone, do they have to be very attractive? I mean, are looks very important to you?
It depends. Like, if you look at my roster of exes, there's only maybe two good-looking ones.
Mm.
Everyone else is just like kind of average. Like, if yeah. I show a picture, people are like, you're kidding, right? And it's like, if your personality is what I'm looking for that matches mine, that's all I need.
Yeah.
Then I find you attractive, you know? Ooh. For John, the last guy I dated, it was instant. Like, it was personality and it was sexual looks. Attraction. Like, I didn't even know that was the guy that I was supposed to be introduced to when I saw him at the bar and I was like, dibs. Like, I saw him from across the room. I was like, I'm having sex with this guy.
Oh, God.
And then I had sex with him.
Yeah.
It all went downhill from there.
Yeah. Well, for a woman, that's not hard. That's not a wish that's hard to fulfill. You
no.
Know? Saying I'll fuck him. It's like, all you have to do is tell the guy, I'll fuck him.
Yeah. And they'll be like, yes.
Exactly.
When? Where?
You know? It's not very hard at all to get sex when you're a woman.
But it's funny because I've met like five or six guys after this situation has happened, and they ask me out constantly. There's like one guy who asked me out every single day, and it's just like I just have no desire.
Yeah.
Like one of them I went out to eat with, and he's like a cool guy. Like, hope to be friends with him, but it's just I know within like 5 minutes if I'm ever gonna hook up with you.
Yeah,
and
no, that's true. Yeah,
and it's just I went out to eat with two of them, and I just know. I'm never, it doesn't matter how much liquor is in my system or how much weed I smoke, like, I'm never fucking you.
Not attracted to
you. I'm just not. There's, like, something missing, something off, like, it's just not there for me.
Yeah.
Or I'm still have feelings for John and they're just so powerful, I'm just not finding anybody attractive.
Oh, God.
Could be that, too.
Yeah. Are you going to therapy for that?
No. No.
You should.
The only way I ever get over somebody is if I hook up with somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's the sad truth. Like, the Middle Eastern guy, Samir, didn't get over him until I fucking met John.
Met someone else. Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. That's not good.
No.
Not,
but that's like every female. Just some females are better at it. They're like, oh, really? You're gonna fucking ignore me this weekend? Well, I'm fucking Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, because you're afraid to be on your own, maybe.
Yeah. No, I can be on my own.
Well, without a guy, I mean.
No, I'm just scared to have sex with new people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I get real freaked out about it.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm like, Like I could honestly be over John right now if I wanted to. I'm just freaked out to have sex with anybody else.
Yeah.
Like I'm supposed to be hanging out with this guy later this afternoon. I'm like, do I even want to do that?
Yeah.
Like, what is he expecting from hanging out with me?
Yeah, well, like what everybody expects, you know? They always expect sex.
Yeah, I almost want to say, like, hey, like, we can kick it, but I'm not fucking you.
Yeah.
And I'm not sucking your dick.
Yeah, say it in advance, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
Just let him know when he does it, if he makes any move.
He FaceTimed me this morning. I purposely picked up with no makeup on. So he'd be like, I don't want to hang out with her.
Yeah.
And he was like...
But what if you tell him that and the guy really didn't plan on having sex with you? That would really be...
That's what I'm saying.
That would hurt him.
Yeah.
So wait until he tries something and then tell him.
I'm just going to say I'm not ready.
Yeah. I wasn't prepared for this today, mister. No. I need to trim down there, powder my body. And
yeah, no. Yeah, I'm not ready to have sex with anybody else yet.
Yeah, wow.
It's almost like I want to have one more, like, hate sex with John, get it out of my system, and then I'll be good.
Come on, get out of that, okay? Get it out of your fucking system.
I know.
You got to move on. Come on. It doesn't exist. You're, like, living in a fantasy world where this actually happened the way you wanted.
I know.
Come on, Danny.
And you know what? I was thinking back on the whole relationship, and every single sign I ever needed was there. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, the first night I met him, I went back to his crib. And, like, we made out all night, blah, 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 blah. But, like, the minute he realized that I wasn't really fucking him or sucking his dick, he had a little bit of a nasty attitude, but I didn't really pay attention to it. Right. And it's, like, little stuff like that has happened along the way, and I've just, oh, it's whatever. Yeah. It's whatever. He's a good guy. No, he's not a fucking good guy.
No.
Not at all. No. And all the good guys out there, I'm like, no, don't call me. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what's going on. Chicks prefer bad guys, and nobody has any.
And that's why everyone's single. Yeah. That's why everyone's fucking single. Right. And everyone complains about being single, even dudes. Like, okay, so this guy. Yeah. I know this guy who has a girlfriend. He bought her, like, Chanel bags and, like, probably over $20,000 worth of Christmas gifts. Just spent Christmas with her family, right? He is fucking mad bitches on the side. He's got his main chick.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it's because, like, it's like an Olympic sport to men now or what is it. But it's like they always need to have other options.
Right.
And mind you, you're spending Christmas with your main chick. But right. You're saying how much you miss your ex-girlfriend. Like, that's not normal.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's like, he's in his 40s.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah. It's like, yo, when do men get their shit together?
Yeah, it never ends. Never changes, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's biology. I don't know. And then you have to fight it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you want to stay monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pull that shit. Yeah. You know? But I think biologically, that's what happens. Men want to continue mm-hmm. fucking other chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. Like, for example, you said you don't like to have sex with new people.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Guys love that. That's all they want is new partners all the time.
But the thing is, they have sex with new people.
Right.
And they, like, don't even think about them again.
Right.
Like, I barely even remember the girl's name.
Yeah. Either that, like, or they can't stay hard because it's not somebody they're into.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Usually, in my experience, sex only gets better with one person. So, for example, the first time is usually not the greatest time, you know, to have sex because you guys don't know what each other wants.
Right.
I mean, on the other hand, though, it's like you finally satisfy your, like, desire. You
right.
know? So it's different. But I mean, only one time with somebody doesn't really give you an opportunity to really see what they're like.
Right.
You know? But yeah.
See, mine was the opposite. So the first time with this guy was incredible, and the second time it was like horrible.
Really?
Yeah, like we went on our first date actually. So the first time we just had sex.
Right.
No date, no nothing.
Oh god.
And then we decided to date.
Yeah.
So he took me on a date and when we were at dinner, he's like, "Can we just go back to my apartment and cuddle? We don't even have sex tonight. Like, I really like you."
Right.
And I was like, "Yeah, okay, that sounds great."
Yeah.
And then we went to go have sex and it was like he couldn't stay hard.
Yeah. You see, the thing is this, is that people tell you that starting with sex right away, especially you, like right. you just said on the first time, you know, I mean, they're not going to stick around.
No. No, you got to make them work for it.
Yeah,
wait. Yeah,
you know. I mean, to the point where they're ready to explode. That's what I was describing when I said, you know, the first time you have sex, at least you get to, like, satisfy your desires right. that have been there for a long time or something. Right. You know? I mean, I remember what it was like when when I met someone and then we were far away on different sides of the world, and the desire was so great, you just don't know what to do anymore with yourself, right? That's why I hate long-distance relationships. But when we finally did get together, it was like explosive, you know? So, yeah. But
the thing is, though, in this generation, especially dudes that have money, you can't make them wait. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Like, yeah, in your mind, you're like, okay, let me... I don't think it makes a difference whether you fuck them on the first night or fuck them a month from now. Because it's like, it's still either the feelings are going to be there or they're not. That's just how it is.
Well,
like,
I don't know. But maybe the feelings grow and then you have sex. And then
but they're not going to stick around and wait. This is the thing.
No, but look, it doesn't
if it's a good guy, yeah.
Yeah.
But most guys aren't good guys anymore. And that's that's the sad truth.
So don't hang out with them because they hurt you.
I know.
Yeah.
And the red flags are there, ladies. Pay attention to them.
Exactly. There's red flags all over the fucking place. You just don't see them. You want to go into the water and swim anyway. Yeah. Even though it says don't swim today.
Yeah, don't come around these parts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, and you realize that and you keep doing it.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you need some therapy. You need someone to talk to you and tell you how to think differently about things.
Yeah.
I think I need a therapist too. I really do.
I think everyone low-key kind of needs a therapist about something in their life.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
I like to have a therapist, you know? It's like you get to go and talk about yourself. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And somebody actually has to listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
and people don't like, and it's easy to have a therapist because some people don't like your friends and stuff, they'll be there the first time you talk about it. But the more you talk about the same situation, you start sounding like a broken record. And they're like, all right, bitch, enough.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I don't want to hear about your shit anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Especially when you refuse to take advice.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. It's pretty crazy, man. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about that. A couple decided to wed hours after meeting in person for the first time. So they met each other, I guess, online or something, right?
Yeah.
He's 34, she's 36, or he's 36, she's 34, and they matched online.
She's 36?
No, there's only two-year difference, and he's older, so...
34, 32?
He's 36, she's 34.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So they matched on December 15th, exchanged messages, and spoke to each other for the first time December 22nd, okay? The next time they spoke was on the 23rd, and they decided to marry, despite never meeting face-to-face.
Oh, my God. They just wanted a story that would go viral.
They committed to each other and booked the wedding venue, the Bellagio Hotel Casino in Las Vegas. And these people are like from England. Or Ireland, I think, because it says Gatwick Airport. So that would probably be Ireland, right? But at any rate, yeah, you know, I mean, what the hell? So they showed up to the airport in their wedding garb already. You know, she's wearing like a wedding dress. And he's proposing to her right at the airport.
Oh, my God.
With her dressed for marriage, for a wedding. So,
I think people will do anything for a story.
You think that, well, yeah.
I do. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Maybe they just made it up, huh?
Yeah, like, I feel like, hey, do you want to do this to go viral? Like, you never know what they talked about on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do this so we can make it onto the Ellen show.
Right, right.
Like, let's be serious. It's not, you're not going to
make it on the news, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you guys are that fucking desperate.
You're right. Okay, fuck this story. I'm getting rid of it then.
Oh, man. Yeah. People are so fucking annoying.
Yeah. I know, with the social media, right?
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
That U.S. bank building looks like an apartment building.
It does, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it does not look like a bank.
I know.
I always think that, and I've never said it out loud, but I'm like, how is that a bank?
No, look, the thing is that when these buildings have the names on them, it doesn't mean that the whole building belongs to
them. Oh, it just means the U.S. bank is in there.
In there.
Oh.
Or that they own the building or something, you know.
Because that looks like apartments.
It does look like apartments, but it is offices.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has an office vibe.
They have, like, balconies and shit. Yeah. We're talking about the building across the street for those of you who can't see through the microphone.
Sorry, I've just always thought that. I'm looking at it, I'm like, that can't be a bank.
Yeah. No, it's a nice building. I wouldn't mind that.
I hate it. I think it's so ugly.
Really?
Every time I look at it, I'm like, it's so
ugly. I love balconies.
I do like balconies, too. Yeah.
I came from a balcony culture, you know. I mean, in Israel, most people live in buildings, not in houses.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, so if you want to feel a little from the outdoors, you sit on your balcony.
Right.
So now that's where I am all the time. It's like my apartment. It's like I got two bedrooms. I don't even need them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sitting on the balcony most of the time when I'm on the computer, when I'm on the iPad, when I'm reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was there. But it's oh my God, I'm a
side
smoker.
Note, how are you going to survive the next month with half your furniture gone?
Well, the furniture's not gone because, oh, okay. Let me tell you, the whole thing happened. It seems like the universe has arranged this because there's too many coincidences.
Yeah.
But the day that my plans changed was also the day they were supposed to pick up all the furniture and they didn't.
Oh.
And they didn't. They didn't show up or whatever it was.
Right.
So it stayed. I was able to extend my stay here.
Right.
And I was able to postpone my move over there. So we'll see. I mean, you know, I'm thinking maybe another month or so, but plans might change completely.
Yeah.
I realized I better not plan too long in advance.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You never know.
You really don't. That's you the know? Thing. You just have no clue.
Yeah.
It's right timing for everything.
Yeah.
You just got to pay attention to the signs, like, of your life.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, like, if somebody, like, if somebody's, like, walking by you on a on the street and, like, they bump into you, like, maybe that's supposed to be someone that's supposed to be in your life. Because what are the chances of someone bumping into you in the middle of the street? You just got to pay attention to those little signs.
No, that's true, you know, and that's a sign that told me don't go yet because the plan is not foolproof.
Yeah, and it's fucking freezing in LA. Can you imagine how cold it is there? It's cold out
there. No, it's the same. I'm telling you, it's the same.
Really?
Temperatures here. It just rains.
Oh,
that's all.
Man. Yeah, I woke up this morning. Because
I'm not
like,
going to the freezing part of Oregon. You know?
Yeah. Where it snows.
Right, exactly. But I can drive an hour and be there if
I
want.
Yeah, that's wild.
So that is a cool thing. But, yeah, fuck.
Oh, well.
I don't know, yeah. I'm over the shock already.
Yeah,
fuck. My whole weekend was destroyed.
Yeah.
But what can you do, you know? So at least I have time to sell my books now. Already sold 11.
Oh, that's good.
That's not
bad. So are you going to do it on Amazon?
Yeah, on Amazon I'm doing that.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
So, look, I'm getting an average of $10 a book.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
If you go to that bookstore, it's like, what, $1
to $3?
$1.
Yeah. So even, I don't know, though, because maybe that amount includes the shipping also, which I'm going to have to spend anyway, but it's still better than nothing, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, and it's fun, though. So what the hell? Selling something.
Mm-hmm.
So, here I'm looking at Kate Winslet again and I'm going to watch a second part today.
Just
tonight.
Finish it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it is a Woody Allen movie, believe it or not.
Ew, he creeps me out now that you told
me
that story.
Right, after I told you the
like,
story, right?
Creeps me out.
But it doesn't take away from the fact that he's a very good filmmaker.
Yeah, good for you, bud, you creep. Fucking creep.
Kate Winslet is married with kids, right?
I don't know if she's married.
She's married with kids, I'm pretty sure.
Hold on.
She's not married?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Wait, Kate Winslet husband.
But I think she has kids for sure.
Oh, she's married like 6 times.
6 fucking times?
No, 3 times.
3 times.
She was married to Jim Threpleton. No clue who that is.
Okay.
From 1998 to 2001.
Uh-huh.
Then Sam Mendes from 2003 to 2011. And then it says Ned Rock and Roll.
Oh, I don't know.
At 2012. So I don't know if she's still married. She does have 3 children.
Yeah. That's okay. I'll take her with her kids anyway. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us on this fine, fine day. We'll be here tomorrow with a guest, Danny. So that should be
interesting. What's the guest like?
I don't know.
Please never
have to look in my notes.
Yeah, never mind. I'm not going to say what I was just going to say.
Okay. All right. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.